In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Children, did you ever let somebody else talk you out of doing good, or just plain doing your duty, what you were obliged to do? We do that all the time, in a way. And if there isn't anybody around on a particular day to talk us out of doing what we really need to do, you're too busy, or you're too tired, or that's too much, or he should never have made you do that. There are many voices that we hear. Why, we talk ourselves out of it, and we end up not only not doing good, but not even doing the basics, what we're really obliged to do by the fourth commandment of obedience. In other words, it's always easy to find an excuse, especially when we're told to do something that's difficult or hard. Now, if today's saint hadn't been firmed up by his superior, who was the Pope, St. Gregory the Great, as a missionary, the English would never have been converted to the Catholic faith. You see, this is what happened. There were the Germans who invaded England, and they drove the Irish sort of back into one corner, the Celts. And these Germans were from different tribes called the Angles and the Saxons, mostly. And they were pagans. Back then, there used to be lots of slaves and slave trade. And one time, when St. Gregory the Great was the Pope in Rome, this was about the end of the 500s, the 6th century. Well, he saw some children who were enslaved all the way from England. And they were beautiful-looking children with blonde hair and blue eyes and seemed to have a very nice disposition. And he found out that they were from the tribe of the Angles. And St. Gregory the Great, who was a great Pope and wanted to be a missionary, but he couldn't on account of having to stay in Rome and be the Pope there. St. Gregory the Great said, "You were angels, but I'm going to turn you into angels. What kingdom are you from?" And he found out they were from the kingdom of Deira in their language, but in Latin, Deira means from wrath. And he says, "I'll deliver you from the wrath of God and lead you into the kingdom of the angels." And he always kept that in mind, but he could never get away on account of being so busy. And so when he became the Pope, he sent the abbot of a monastery, whose name was Augustine, along with 39 of his monks, 40 in total, to go as missionaries way over to England. And they got all their equipment all packed up, and they were all ready to go, and they were really pretty excited about it. But after they crossed the Alps into France, and they would stay at French monasteries or sometimes with French priests or bishops, and they would, of course, say, "Well, now the Pope has sent us to convert England." And the French would say, "You don't say. Well, I don't know about that. We've heard that the English are very barbarous, and they'll probably eat you for breakfast. And in crossing the English Channel, that's very dangerous. You would probably never even make it there. You would drown." And they did all of these things to discourage the missionaries from carrying out their duty. Well, the missionaries foolishly listened to the discouragement of all of the French priests and monks, and eventually they told Augustine, "Now see here, Father, we don't think this is a good idea at all. You'd better go and ask the Pope, and he probably doesn't know about how horrible it really is." So they made poor Augustine go all the way back to Rome, and St. Gregory the Great said, "Nothing doing. That's exactly how the devil works. Stories, discouragement, lies. Don't you listen to a word of it. You just obey and do what you're supposed to do." Well, St. Augustine was a good, trained monk, and he knew that obedience is a very important virtue. So he went back and he said, "This is what the Holy Father told me, and this is what we're going to do." So they all didn't listen anymore to all of the scary stories, and they just said their prayers, and they continued on their way. Well, when the time had finally come, and they crossed the English Channel without any problems at all, Then they landed on a certain island in the south of England, and they sent word to the king, would his majesty please come, that they would like to talk to him about a very important thing about our Lord and becoming Catholics. Well, the king came, and he didn't eat them for breakfast at all. He received them very politely, and as it turned out, the king was married to a princess from Paris who was herself a Catholic, and she even had a bishop with her as her personal chaplain. And the king had been thinking about Christianity for a long time, only he was a little bit on the suspicious side. So at the beginning, he wasn't exactly trustful of the monks, but he never persecuted them, and he let them do whatever they wanted to do. And so pretty soon, they were telling everyone about our Lord and opening up churches and schools. And within a year or so, the king himself at Pentecost, he was baptized. And then they spread the faith throughout the whole of southern England. And then they tried to talk to the old Irish or Celtic priests and people who had been driven out of their homes by the invading German tribes. And these people didn't want to see the newcomers converted. They didn't want to see them saved. And although St. Gregory was very humble and obedient himself, they wouldn't show him any humility or obedience. And most of them ended up getting slaughtered by the Angles or the Saxons, and that was sort of the end of them. But you see, there wasn't any problem at all. They just had listened to stories. Never listen to stories, children. Always think, who am I supposed to obey? What is my duty? What am I supposed to do? Well, let me just do it. Excuses will always occur to us, and I'll say to myself, I'm just too tired to say my prayers, or I couldn't possibly do all of that homework, or this job that Mom gave me to do, that's way too big. Don't listen to those things. That's the devil. That's the voice of discouragement. Just do your duty, a little bit at a time, the best you may, and Almighty God will be pleased with you, and you'll see great good will come of that. You'll be a little bit like today's saint, the great Saint Augustine of Canterbury. God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.